We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we can help you. But the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising. But the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via the Galaxy 25 satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number three of Govern America. Nice to have you joining us. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levan is here, and we're visiting with Sam and Trish Britton of the Information Corner broadcast and website. Chapter 40 of Agenda 21 deals with information for decision-making. Listeners, information for decision-making. They talk in that chapter about databases and, yep, and tracking indicators for sustainability. The Department of Homeland Security, we were talking about the fusion centers before the break, in the last, toward the end of the last hour. And it says many states and larger cities have created state and local fusion centers to share information and intelligence with their jurisdictions as well as with the federal government. The department, through the Office of Intelligence and Analysis, provides personnel with operational and intelligence skills to the fusion centers. This support is tailored to the unique needs of the locality and serves to help the classified and unclassified information flow, provide expertise, coordinate with local law enforcement and other agencies, and provide local awareness and access. As of February 2009, there were 58 fusion centers around the country. The department has deployed 31 officers as of December 2008 and plans to have 70 professionals deployed by the end of 2009. The department has provided more than $254 million from fiscal year 2004 to 2007 to state and local governments to support the centers. And there you have it, folks. The Department of Homeland Security, $254 million. Dollars from 2004 to 2007 to support local governments' fusion centers.
Okay, Darren, this is where I'd like to jump in.
Absolutely.
In order to usurp an existing government, which simply means to conquer it from within, mass control of a national population is required. Now, we know at the top that, we have this global governance and global government structures in the wings and ready. We of course, have had Agenda 21 for many years, but we can't get the American population to read it. And so what we have to do is understand how this works at our local levels, in our cities and in our towns. And this is where regional governance comes in. Now, if you will let me, I want to read you something.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nancy, we have a break coming up here. Can you read it immediately following the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, folks, let's go ahead and take the break and get that out of the way, and then when we come back, we'll continue here with us. Stay with us, folks. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala. in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And we are back. This is Covered America. Nancy Levant, before the break, you were going to share something with us. Why don't you go ahead and continue your thoughts?
Okay. I want people to understand how the regional councils and the regional government, first I want you to understand what it is, and then I want you to understand how it ties in with usurping our government, and that in order to do that, they have to have control over the national population. So I'm actually going to read you from an article of mine that has not yet come up on News with Views, but will in the next week or two. All right, from this article, it says, "We used to live in cities, towns, villages, or townships. We now live in communities, and each and every community in every former county and city have been redefined and remapped into what is called multi-county regions. The multi-county regions are controlled by regional councils of unelected and often unknown people who are appointed to office. They are not elected. And their jobs specifically are to usurp county and local governments and to ensure the collection of community data using their partnerships and interconnections with regional enforcement agencies. Now, since your former county and city political boundaries and designations have been redefined and remapped and are now controlled by unknowns in your community, understand that as with former boundary lines, all former rules and laws no longer apply. The regional councils are the new rule and law implementation specialists, and they too answer to higher authorities, of which you are not. Now, the regional councils are required to partner, we all know this word now, with your area schools, your hospitals, your law enforcement agencies, Department of Motor Vehicles, libraries, your faith-based 501c3 nonprofit churches, your community nonprofit agencies, and the big international chain stores. Now, why do your regional councils partner with these people? It is because they all have something in common called information sharing. Now, all community partners, anytime you go to the hospital, the school, the nonprofit, no matter where you go, they all collect your names, your addresses, your birth dates, and your social security numbers first and foremost. Now, these are actually kind of our database tattoos, so to speak. There are database identifiers. So now enters the sharing technology called government databasing. All partners forward your information to central databases, one of which we now call fusion centers. Now, as we recently realized with the release of the MIAC report, which is one such fusion center, your community partner data, once collected, or your information about you, once collected by the government database, actually rates and grades you as a community member. Now, as you clearly saw with the MIAC report, this rating was either forwarded to or retrievable by the community law enforcement, which then began pulling over certain people. Now, what I'm saying to you is this. Your communities, in quotation marks here, and your community partnerships actually served to document and grade you as a civilian servant. Your interconnected community partnerships, and this is key, people, all with government grant operating budgets are required to be collected, or to collect this information about you, all aspects of your life, and it's electronically transmitted to these fusion centers. And it is for certain, we know this now, that the fusion databases are scoring your community accountability, your desirability, your worthiness, and ultimately your quote-unquote community. They can then refuse you employment and wages. They can refuse you housing. They can refuse you loans for homes and automobiles. And they can refuse your credit because they're all partnered together with these government grant operating budgets. Now, with a poor fusion score, you can literally end up as a no account unaccountable. And you remember that accountability is a key buzzword for our newly change-focused administration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you understand this, if you understand the partnership scenario in your communities, they're all connected through government grants. And because of this, they are required to funnel information to these fusion centers. Now, how do you usurp a government? How do you conquer it from within? You got to have a lot of control. You have to know a lot about everyone in your communities. And this is what you need to understand about regional government. In my area, our new regional government has swept up into one basket five or six counties. And this is what's happening all over the country. And Trish said the word. It's the big C word. It's called control.
Mm-hmm. And what you're saying about accountability, accountability to them means something totally different than it does to you and me.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the point
totally
I think that
different.
Needs to be underscored here, is that most people would hear that and they'd say, well, what's wrong with accountability? We want people to be accountable. Well, the problem is you have to understand words mean things totally different to these people than they mean to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I have written about the quote-unquote artificial flowers, the pretty language. You know, you talk about community and partnership and parks and parks all over the cities. And protected land.
So nice.
Oh, it sounds beautiful.
Oh, yes.
But that's not what it is. It's control.
Well, and another thing I wanted to cover, you were talking about community policing earlier, Darren, how they were training the cops. Hey, listen, they're not only training cops. See, the idea of community policing, which is COPS is an abbreviation for community-oriented policing systems.
Right.
They're not only training cops to do this crap, they're training you to snitch on your neighbor through this community-oriented policing program.
That's right.
Well, you know, and this started such a long time ago, Tracy. Do you remember the welcome wagons?
It was advertised all over the country.
Yeah, you would move into a community, and there's a knock on your door, and there's three people standing there with a basket of muffins for you to welcome you, and they're coming in, and they're checking out your house, and they're looking around, and, you know, it all seemed so neighborly and so nice.
Yeah.
But that's not what it was.
Not at all.
And now they've got census people coming, demanding, with federal law in hand, to get all kinds of information about who's in your house, what you do, so on and so forth. And then now you've got these community training programs, the first responder programs, on and on and on. It just never stops.
Yeah, let's not forget about faith-based and community initiatives. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, really, this whole web is being sprung throughout the entire of what they call civil society. I think what we're going to end up seeing in the coming days, if we're not already seeing it now, I think we are.
You have to understand the power of the data collection and the extent of the data collection about you. Anywhere you go, you're filling out forms, which is going to a computer system. And then the poor, stupid people of the United States, then they go on every single website and they profile themselves. You know, all of the big dating service.
The social things. Bookmarks like Facebook and all them?
Yeah, absolutely. And they simply document every single thing about themselves. But all of this information is collected.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's called control. It's finding out who their troublemaker. And when you think of the pathology of this, you know, the title of this article that's actually coming out is The Crazy Factor. You know, when you consider, you know, what's a diagnostic tool for an abusive person? It's control. It's kind of pathological controls, drama, crisis, all indicators of mental illness. And this mental illness is coming from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, in the meantime, they're going to be screening us for mental illness if they get their way.
Well, that's
the way criminals work. They always pass off their problem onto their victims.
That's the dialectic in action.
And then, of course, we demand our change by, these things, these grants that we take.
Well, you shake hands with the devil, he's going, you know, what more do you need on that whole issue?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, people just, they don't pay attention. They just go along willingly and don't ask any questions. And see, that's the thing. The thing you got to understand is that out of this whole thing, be very careful with this word accountability, because the problem is, and I'm of the point anymore, and I always say this, I get chuckles out of it, but I mean it. I actually really mean it. If somebody from Washington, D.C. were to tell me it was raining outside, I'd first go outside and check, and then I'd have to go outside to make sure the rain was an illusion, and then it was and that I wasn't being deceived by a bird peeing in my hand. That's my attitude toward Washington.
Well, here, let me just say something else, too. I'll put it in the form of a riddle. This also comes from this article. What are computer-controlled, large, and designated areas that offer voluntary labor, free labor, little to no mobility, extremely small and controlled living quarters, universal health care, community policing, and strict adherence to local living?
Okay, hold
now,
it right
have
there.
Have I just defined a community or a prison? You tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back. Don't go away.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the website. That's GovernAmerica.com. And you can also go to www.theinformationcorner.com and check out Sam and Trish's website. Guys, we have a phone call. Let's go to Idaho and talk to Wes. Wes, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Looking for solutions. I am familiar with Lee Brobst, Howard Griswold, Dave Herlin, Bob Plimpton, Jack and Margie Flynn, George Gordon, Marcel Binshadler. I'd like to direct you to perhaps a solution. Jim Percy, the author of the book, Am I the Only American That Thinks This Way? He has been a guest on the Power Hour frequently. He's going to be a guest, I guess, every Friday.
Okay.
His website is America in Distress. He's got a simple solution for a whole lot of problems, and just simple letters being written. Okay, thank you.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. God bless. I want to talk a little bit about neighborhood associations, guys, because we've been in a situation here where we have more and more of these things popping up, and this is one of the things that, you know, Sam, as you're an alderman, and do you have these things? Are you seeing these things in your area? How does this factor in to the control of where people live, how people live? And, you know, they're more and more prevalent all the time. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, what we have here is not so much the neighborhood associations as such, but what we do have here is the snitch culture is alive and well, because I cannot tell you how many times I've sat down with people and tried to explain to them, you know, unless there's a real threatening issue, quit snitching on your neighbors, and they just keep doing it, and it just keeps going in one ear and out the other, you know. I mean, the thing I'm trying to get people reacquainted with here is we have to first determine what are property rights, because most people don't understand the issue of property rights. And the problem you've got now is maybe somebody doesn't like how somebody's shed looks, so they'll snitch about that, or they'll call City Hall about that, or we'll have an issue where maybe it's a swimming pool that a person has erected in their backyard next door and somebody doesn't like it, or whatever the case may be, and even as it is now, you have to go get a permit for just about everything. Now, it's not as bad as it used to be. When I first got in there, we had a situation here where if somebody saw you on a step ladder driving a nail, you had City Hall climbing down your back, and we got a lot of that eradicated, it settled down quite a bit, but it was really bad here for a while. I mean, if they just saw you doing what even looked like doing anything to your house, they were all over you like stink on manure. And basically, I see the public playing into this all too willingly, through things. We do have planning and zoning here, and I can't seem to get it through anybody's head around here about the issue of planning and zoning.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that, because I know the International Code Council has a number of codes that they've come out with now, and these are being adopted all over the place in various communities.
Yeah, we pay them $1,100 a year, by the way.
And they're tightening up on all that. You know, you used to be able to pick and choose which code you use. Like I've heard people say, well, I use this. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't agree any of these codes are bad to me. But they'll say, well, I used the 2000 code and it was okay. But now they're getting to where you
use whatever they dictate. And
yes,
by the way,
you got to use them all.
And the 2009 code. This year, one of the things that's in the 2009 international codes is the rule now that all new construction, it doesn't matter residential, whatever, has to have sprinkler systems. All doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Problem with this is one plumber friend of mine that I know alluded to. He said, "Now what this is going to do?" He said, "I'm going to have a lot more insurance now when I go out and do plumbing jobs, because even if I'm not working on your sprinkler system," he said, "if I do something in your home and say for some reason your sprinkler doesn't work, whether it's related to me or not," he said, "now I'm possibly liable, so my insurance goes up more than double, which means that it's going to be way, way, way more expensive for me to come out and do work for you, because I have to have all that extra insurance." So it's going to come down to the point where you're not going to be able to afford to hire anybody to do anything to your structure, because they're going to have a massive amount of insurance, which is going to push the cost of hiring them through the roof. And then on top of that, how many times have I listened to police scanners and heard of malfunctioning sprinkler systems? This happens quite regularly. I've heard it certainly in major cities. Just listen to a police scanner long enough and see if you don't hear occasionally a call to a business or someplace with a malfunctioning sprinkler system. This is another issue. The other thing about it is that with sprinkler systems, you're relying on, to me, it's a false security, because everything has to wind up in place properly for that thing to either work at the right time or not work at the right time, or even work at the wrong time. You're setting yourself up for all kinds of possible problems, destruction of possessions if the thing malfunctions.
That's the idea.
And you're going to have, in the end, you're going to have way more insurance to cover the possessions over malfunctioning and everything else.
What a way to destroy property of because they don't want you to have private property.
Absolutely. Well, that's the one thing that we constantly talk about on this show. You know, it really comes back to the grant thing, and I know we hammer that a lot, but it's
true.
Vitally important, and you've seen this in your local city council. Let's take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the ICC. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then?
Then.
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed.com.
All right, we have returned. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Our guest is Sam and Trish Britt, and Nancy Levant, my co-host, is also here as well. Guys, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the ICC. I wanted to come back to that a little bit because this is something that I'd like you to explain to those listeners who don't know about the International Code Council, what it does, where it comes from, and the codes that it produces. And I know back, I think it was a few years ago, back in 2005, I think it was, that we discovered the International Property Maintenance Code, which was a very draconian thing. We're seeing all these international standards come into play right now. Basically harmonizing across the board how people are going to be living and how they're expected to live, the mandating of certain things, and you were referencing the sprinkler systems before the break, Sam, but about this ICC itself, and by the way, anybody can get to the ICC website. It's www.iccsafe.org. It's all
which
one
is
word.
A misnomer.
Yeah, exactly. The whole idea is that, you know, we're going to make you safe through these codes, but the bottom line is it comes down to dictating everything about your dwelling places, your structures, you know, and can you tell us a little bit about these codes that these this group, this organization, what is this organization?
Go ahead,
Well, International Code Council, they're a family of 12 or so codes. And they call it a family of codes. Isn't it nice? If the internet...
the council is, that administers the codes is, there again, nameless, faceless people. They could be anywhere. But it basically...
Well, this was merged. The International Code Council was out of, you know, remember the Boca codes before that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Boca was part of that, and several of these different councils merged into the International Code Council.
Right, and it's a one-size-fits-all, and as Trish alluded to, of course, that's communism. And as Trish alluded to, they have this, what they call a family of codes, as she put it.
Well, they put it that way.
I mean, that's what they call it. And they have the International Property Maintenance Code, the International Building Code, International Fire Code.
International Sewer. Plumbing. But there's also sewer somewhere in there, too.
Yeah. And
separate. International Residential Code.
They even have the International Wildland Urban Interface Code as to how your property is to interface with the wild.
Yeah, and then they deal in that regarding wildfires, too, don't they?
They do. I mean, there's nothing that isn't in this thing. And some towns that are implementing this, they're so draconian with it that they're fining people sometimes as much as $500 or so just for having a dented downspout or something.
Yeah, I've seen in the property maintenance code. That's the one that you folks provided to me, and I went through that pretty finely. And you know, it seems like they put this code enforcement officer.
Yes,
the code enforcement officer
is God, and what I mean by that is, it says in that code in the beginning, on around the first page or so, toward the bottom. In a lot of these codes, it will say the interpretation is rendered by the code enforcement officer.
Or his appointee.
The code enforcement officer has law enforcement powers.
Yeah, it creates a layer of bureaucracy. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, these codes that are produced by the ICC, the International Code Council, they're rubber stamp solutions. I mean, they come out with these codes, and it just has basically a blank there that the city can put its name in, and it's ready to go. It's all ready to go with all of the standards.
Yes, they even have an ordinance, a makeshift ordinance at the beginning, and you sign it, and you're in.
That's right.
The local level as well. What they're doing is they begin with people who own rental properties, and they will, a code inspector will come in, inspect. He'll say, okay, I want you to put 3 new roofs on. I want you to re-side 2 of them, and I'll give you 60 days. And if you don't, the landlords are then fined on a daily basis for every day that they haven't brought, that they haven't done what these code inspectors told them to do.
Yeah,
and
that's
personally know
so we can't afford
of,
to do it.
People who have simply and immediately put all their properties up for sale because they couldn't afford to do what they told them to do.
Exactly. And then another thing you have, Nancy, is that people will jump through their hoops. And then they will be told, oh, no, you still did it wrong. So they have to start over.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what it boils down to, guys, and maybe you might have some thoughts on this, eminent domain. You know, I mean, anybody who wants to be any property that they want to target, they could do this with this. And this is an end run around eminent domain as I see it.
And that's through our Constitution talks about eminent domain for public use. Define public use.
Yeah, exactly.
So many, specifically rental properties, are older homes. And, you know, when people simply cannot make the modern-day upgrades, the electronic fire alarm systems and everything else, then the city will sweep in, repossess the house, just take the house, and then they knock them down, and then you have a nice little park.
What a nice little land grab.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, we're talking about, I want to talk about solutions here, folks, because a lot of you common law folks out there, and we have them call on all the time on the show. I want to know if you folks are going to your local meetings, because you call the show all the time and you talk about solutions. And do you go to your local community meetings? This is where everything can be stopped, because this is where it's all being implemented.
This is where you need to say no.
Look, I mean, federal government, what can you do about it? You know, we had somebody call last week about the Administrative Procedures Act. What are you going to do about the Federal Administrative Procedures Act? Is that not federal legislation? But when the funds come down from on high into your local communities, your local city councils are on board, they're adopting international codes, implementing ordinances based upon master plans that are being put, studying. In the case here, we had Michigan State University hired here locally where I'm located to do a land survey and just discover where the buffer zones should be, where people shouldn't be allowed to live. The ordinances will be passed based upon that. You know, it's all being done locally, and it's the global to local whole plan, and it's being done from the United Nations level through your regional governance down into the local communities. And this is where it has to be stopped. There's no other way you can stop it, is there?
Well, see, and that's the thing. I know exactly what you're talking about, because I hear these people calling on these shows all the time, reciting law, reciting this, reciting that. And you got to remember, for the most part, although thanks to micros and maybe a few people that come in on on the website and listen to the shows, a lot of the times I find that most of the people that are on the broadcast, we wind up with the choir here. And that's another thing. We need to get beyond the choir. That's part of the problem. And the micro FMs, I know, is certainly one way to do it. But like you said, Darren and Nancy, the thing is, you can sit here and recite law on this broadcast all day long, on anybody's broadcast all day long. Go to your city councils. Run for alderman in your city. Run for, and enough of you run. See, that's the thing, too. You want to get others so that you're not just the only one. Because if you're the only one, they can just try to call you lunatic or whatever the case may be, and just
they marginalize you, don't they?
Right, absolutely. And this is why you got to have others in there with you. Find others that are of like minds. Get acquainted with people and start working with people. Try to find their hot button issues that you can springboard off of, and then start working your way from there into getting these people up to speed. And then several of you get in there. It's a little bit hard to blow off three out of the four aldermen, for example.
Yeah.
Or however many you need in your town, given the size of your town.
Well, and the same can be said, too, about just going to the meetings, you know, organizing other people and educating other people. You know, I know from my own meetings here that, you know, if just one person speaks out and says something, you know, other people then find the courage to be able to speak out themselves.
Yeah.
And a lot of people want to ask questions. A lot of people want to question these council members and committee members that are doing these things. But they just don't, you know, they don't have the courage to do that until somebody else breaks the ice. And once they do that, the floodgates seem to come open then, and then they feel free to do that.
Yeah, that's
it. So education on a local level is very important. And in the way of solutions, I think really if somebody wanted to do themselves a favor and their community a favor, what they really need to do is start maybe printing out some leaflets, some literature, and distributing it, you know, leaving it in people's, on people's doorsteps, in the way of breaking out of this box of just having the preaching to the choir. Because, like you said, in many respects, on RBN, News with Views, different outlets that we've used for a long time, we are preaching to the choir. A lot of these people know this stuff. Once in a while, we have a stray from the public that wanders in, and we're always thankful for that. But it's important to get this information out, and certainly the internet makes it so easy because you just print something on a leaflet or something, and suddenly you have a website that you can put there that tells the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say.
Well, and something else I want to bring up here, too. This is a golden opportunity to bring this up, and that is everybody wants to blame one class of people. By the way, Nancy, thank you for your last article on a lot of that, because that is something that I think needs to be addressed. We have a problem where a lot of us, because somebody doesn't say exactly the right things the way they think they should say them, one of us in that are part of the quote-unquote choir, they'll come around and say, well, he didn't talk about this, he didn't talk about that, he must be part of the other side or something. Remember, you're planting seeds. It's up to the individual to get around to researching that topic which you are talking about. And if they have to first check out your source of information. And if they find it credible, see, there again, there's a lot of stuff that goes around in the truth movement that is not always credible. And this is why I'm very careful a lot of times about what I jump onto. And I've had a lot of people that kind of get sometimes even upset with us because we don't come to the same conclusions as fast as perhaps somebody else. And I'm saying, wait a minute, my credibility's on the line here. If I just go jumping the gun and airing something out there, you got some people in this movement who'll go around and they'll say that, well, the Washington, D.C. is run by aliens and this is the problem. You know, they'll get this way out there stuff.
Yeah,
you got to be darn careful about the stuff you put out on the air, because once you lose your credibility, there's no getting it back.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, and that's the thing is, like you said, all of these things come forward with, and they always sound very, very sensational. You know, one of the things that I was reading about a couple of years back, it came out. You know, that when the North American Union became very popular to talk about. Never mind the fact that it was being built for many, many years.
Right.
But they were talking about these Amero coins. And so somebody came out with a bunch of pictures showing the Amero coins purportedly. And it turns out it was from a website from a guy who made, fantasy coins.
Yeah.
And you had so many people jumping on board saying, hey, here, look, this is proof that they're actually minting the Ameros. Now, and it wasn't that way at all. In fact, Derry Brownfield even interviewed the guy on his show.
Right.
So, I mean, everyone, you know, and one of the main guys that was promoting this, by the way, turned out to be he was feeding the FBI information, let's just put it that way,
mm-hmm.
about different people. So, anyway, real quickly, let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to Quince in Pennsylvania. Quince, good morning.
Boy, this is a really great show this morning. My hat's off. And, Nancy, what a great article. I can't wait to read the whole thing.
Thank you, Quint.
Will this be coming through News with Views?
Yes, it will. It's going to be called The Crazy Factor.
Oh, good. I just went on their site and looked at their list of writers, and I didn't see your name mentioned there, so I just sent them a quick note asking why.
Yeah, I think that was an oversight. She kind of dropped out of circulation for a while, and so... we might have to email Paul about that because get her name back up on the side there. Did you have a question or anything?
I had a comment because what we're doing is talking about solutions on your show. We're bringing it around to solutions.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to mention what we're doing up here in Pennsylvania. It's, since it's so hard to bring people, landowners and property owners, into this information quickly, is we're trying to set something in place on the chessboard here. And what we've decided to do in Tioga is run a constitutional sheriff for the office of sheriff.
There you go.
Somebody who
That's
understands
good.
These mechanisms very well. Meanwhile, we'll have somebody on the board that can protect property from a legal elected position standpoint. And so we are bringing Sheriff Richard Mack up on April 24th. We'll be speaking to, we hope, about 1,400 land and property owners up there. We're running about 175 commercials in the largest station up in that county, and we think we're going to be fairly effective.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know
that is one solution.
Yeah, we definitely need to get control. And really, Sam and Trish, this is one thing that I'm really adamant about as well. You know, the importance of educating our local officials, and that includes the local sheriff, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one of the reasons. In fact, I'm glad Quince brought up the issue of Sheriff Richard Mack, because he does have a book out now called America's Sheriff. It's called Sheriffs. I think it's called A Sheriff's America's Last Hope, something like that. But one of the things that's in that book, which is really neat,
I think Oh, I'm sorry. I guess we got another minute. I apologize. I misread the clock. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, what he has in that book is a little spot where your sheriff can mark whether he's going to stand up against tyranny or if he's going to allow it into his county. And if he either refuses to sign in that booklet or if he signs just to go ahead and be a lapdog for the federal government or something, then that's the cue that the citizens need to find another sheriff.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have anything else there, Quint?
I just want to back that up saying that the sheriff can become the focal point of information and protection within the county. And I highly encourage all the listeners to get contact Sheriff Richard Mack and line up a tour for Richard Mack to go around and visit the counties and get somebody in your county that understands these issues to run for office of sheriff. Because it's going to take a while for people to understand these issues.
Well, we know with all these federal intrusions into the states, Waco and so many other examples that we could cite, you know, all of this could be stopped by the local law enforcement official for the county, and that is the sheriff. He's the only elected law enforcement official there. And so that's why we have to, you know, he's accountable to the people. Hey, thanks for the call, Quint. We'll be back,
listeners.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
There are two major factors that sell products: sex and fear. Let's talk about this. Life Change Tea will not enhance your sexual drive other than help you to live longer to enjoy it. And when it comes to the subject of fear, don't buy Life Change Tea because you fear. Buy it because you understand. Life is too short to enjoy from a hospital bed or a pine box. This nation is at its peak of unhealthiness. It's your decision, not ours. Life Change Tea is the alternative to sickness. No fear, just fact. Walk with the few that know. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. Get the tea and live.
All right, we're in the home stretch of the broadcast. This is Govern America. Our guests for the last couple hours have been Sam and Trish Britton of The Information Corner, and their website, once again, is theinformationcorner.com. I appreciate you folks being with us, and I'm wondering if you have anything else within the last few minutes here, as we're just a few minutes left, that you wanted to get out there.
Well, I would have to say at this point, from my vantage point, I don't know if we have the gumption to do this because it sure takes a lot of people to get on board with it, but I think it's high time this country divorces Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, there's a movement in the states right now, which is encouraging to me, although I think that it needs to have a little bit of teeth. The 10th Amendment sovereignty resolutions are being passed. And that's
It. Resolutions.
Yeah,
resolutions have no teeth.
Yeah, exactly. We need laws with teeth right now. And one of the things that you folks were being brought on, you wanted to talk about, was something that you were doing with your Representative Jim Guest there in Missouri, who also has a program, I think, tomorrow on Republic Broadcasting, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's just simply urge the listeners out there, those that live in Missouri particularly, but if you've got any in your state to support, to start supporting getting other people on board regarding the fight against the Real ID Act, the Animal ID, all that stuff Jim Guest has certainly put forward. But I'll tell you, what would speak volumes if he got enough support here in the state of Missouri would be if a lot of people would just deluge his office and the other offices of the state house up there to urge these people to take these resolutions one step further. Let's get some teeth in them, because all resolutions are, they just basically say, you're doing this to us and we don't like it. That's all
Therefore,
be it resolved that I don't like this.
Yeah, it's a statement.
Yeah.
And that's all it is just a statement. And statements are certainly, you know, the old saying that says words are cheap. Statements are good, but we have to follow it back by action and these state legislators. But see, the point is, this isn't going to happen unless they hear from the people.
That's it.
And the other thing too, Darren, is
yes.
It's way past time for us to say we don't like what you're doing. What we need to be saying is you will stop doing what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Or there will be consequences.
It comes down to what Roger Mundy always talks about, is the power of instruction, you know, and educating our state lawmakers, our local officials, and then instructing them as to what we will. And like you said, Nancy, being forceful about it, not being rude, not being, you know, threatening in any way, but be forceful enough to say, you will not do this to us. When there's a bill pending, you must vote this way. You know, being forceful enough to tell these people this is the way it's going to be.
Us.
That's right. You don't represent special interests, not like Beverly Hammerstrom here in Michigan. You know, you don't represent the pharmaceutical companies.
Exactly.
You represent us, and you will do this. And if you get enough people, and these legislators on a state level have said that if they just get as few as 5 calls on one subject, they consider themselves inundated. Now think of the power that we have. Think of the absolute power that we have on a state level to be able to do something. And so, folks, we're talking about solutions here, but it has to come down to you on a local level. And that's really the only place I think, you know, hundreds, thousands of calls went into Washington, D.C. against NAFTA. The little boogers did it anyway.
They did it anyway.
Yeah.
80% of people voted against it, and they did it anyway.
They did it anyway. And so this is the point. Nobody has any mandate for Real ID, NAIS. It's all multinational corporations. The bottom line is Washington's out of control, but you do have control on a local level. Use it. It's time to use it. We have to go. Thank you so much, guys, for being with
us. Thank you so much, guys.
Glad to be with you. You bet.
TheInformationCorner.com. Check it out and listen to the broadcast. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks. Ta-ta.
With recent international